Welcome again to EY's IP Knowledge Series. Vivek, great to have you and thanks for making time. In current market being so volatile, especially for promoter companies, one of the questions we frequently get asked about is, you know, should a company think for an IPO or raise private capital through private equity or other sources? What's your take on that?
See, let's first look at the markets. While the Nifty has been robust, the broader market has seen massive corrections. And there's a lot of volatility happening. And because of this volatility, it's becoming increasingly difficult for, you know, the banks that are underwriting the issue to price it. Valuations on the mid-cap and small-cap have corrected materially, on account of which it'll be difficult for companies to get the same multiples that they would have been able to get maybe 6 months ago. So philosophically speaking, it's a question of A, what is the size of the issue I want to take out, if I want to take it out in this market, right? And how are we going to price it in terms of valuation? Both may need a serious relook given the place where the market is and given the volatility in the markets, all right? So that said, if you are a promoter-led company which was getting ready for an IPO, the question really is, do you really need the capital now, or can you postpone raising capital from whichever source for the next 6 months to a year, keep yourself ready, and when the markets are back, when the volatility reduces and the valuations again seem favorable like they were about, say, 6 months ago, 5 months ago, you go and take a stab at it. But a lot depends on, you know, how much capital you were looking to raise and how soon do you need it. If you're a fast-growing company, you cannot postpone capital raising. So what are the options really available to a promoter-led company? And I would put that in two buckets. Either you're a company which already has institutional investors on the cap table, or you're one which does not. Let's go with the former first.
Sure.
If you are a promoter-led company with institutional capital already on your cap table, essentially meaning either a VC fund or a private equity fund or a combination of both, philosophically speaking, you are used to working with another partner who is on the cap table from a governance point of view. Then the choices for you, if you really need the capital, is A, raise more capital from the alternate capital universe, you know, which is more from private equity, either as a pre-IPO round or as a private equity round, which will look at an IPO in 2 to 3 years. And or raise more leverage, depending on how leveraged your cap table is. What we are seeing is a lot of companies who generally need growth capital are looking towards structured equity. There are players who offer structured equity, which, if you think about it, is a cheaper form of equity via convertible note structure, which essentially leads to lesser dilution for everybody on the cap table. And this is also finding favor with, you know, the private equity funds or the VC funds, which are already on the cap table, right? Now, if you are a promoter-led company with no institutional capital on your, no institutional shareholder on your cap table, then you can either look at raising capital if you really need to, given the growth demands of your business, either from leverage through banks, and if that is exhausted, through the structured equity option, and or go to private equity. Now there it's a philosophical question, because as a promoter, if you are looking to raise private equity for the first time, that's a decision you need to think through long and hard, because philosophically speaking, you may need to change the way you run your business. You have to put a governance structure in place. You have to be okay with having somebody else on the board who will have a say in the way the business is run, which is only fair. If you're taking capital from someone, you got to listen to them. And that is, I think, a harder pickle for folks to solve. And in that instance, what we are seeing is promoter-led companies with no institutional capital going the option of raising leverage, either through structured debt or structured equity, whichever you might call it, as opposed to going to private equity to tide over a period of a year during which they hope the markets will come back and then they'll again get favorable valuations.
No, thanks for summarizing that. So it's fairly complicated to decide one or the other. So how should one really decide once you've laid out some of those tenets on governance, timing, the amount of capital? You know, how should one really decide about which route is optimal for them?
So look, to all our clients, you know, which are running promoter-led companies, we always tell them that you got to think long-term. And long-term thinking is making sure that even when you get listed, you have the right kind of investors on your cap table. So if you have the opportunity to start well in that direction via a private equity round or a pre-IPO round, then definitely you should think about it. Because the right kind of investor will not only provide the capital, they will also provide the guidance. They will be not just in terms of how you can raise capital, price the capital that you're raising, but also on operational matters. There are private equity funds who are very involved in the running of the business, can connect the company to more customers, help them open access to newer markets. And you know, these are strengths that promoters should recognize and go in with their eyes open. At the end of the day, the private equity fund or the institutional investor is there only for a finite period of time. They will come in, help you create value, and then exit, leaving the larger pie, a company with a much larger cap table, backed for the promoter and the family to continue running. And we've seen upteen examples of that.
Oh, thanks, Vivek. It's not really a destination, right? It's a path to a wider legacy that promoters are really creating, all the funds are really establishing. This is really insightful, and thanks for making time again.
You're welcome.
If people have any questions, do feel free to reach out to us, and we'd be glad to engage with you. Thank you.